In August 2013, the Las Cruces Sun News and New Mexico In-Depth newspapers filed a lawsuit demanding the public release of an audit by the New Mexico Human Services Department. That department shut down 15 separate health providers in New Mexico, saying they found, quote, credible allegations of fraud. Heath Hausman of New Mexico In-Depth led an effort to get the audit released to find out exactly what they did wrong.
A couple of attorney general's office staffers came and testified about how they thought releasing the audit would hamper their criminal investigation, and we don't agree.
He says after repeated attempts to get the results released, he decided to team up with the Las Cruces Sun News on a lawsuit.
There was not a process for seeking recourse other than suing when your request for a public record is, or a record you assert is public, is denied.
Walt Rubel is the regional page editor for the Las Cruces Sun News. Rubel has been in Las Cruces more than a decade working as a journalist.
I know through long history that the only way you can ensure that open records and open meetings acts are enforced is you have to be willing to go to court and stand up for those rights.
The services like drug treatment and suicide counseling that the organizations were providing for about 30,000 New Mexicans is what Hausman says he's really never seen before. Such a direct impact on citizens.
Some of the most fragile people in our state dealing with mental illness or, suicide or all sorts of things where they need a lot of these people, not all of them, but a lot of them need a really high level of care.
Hausman and Rubel joined New Mexico Senator Mary Kay Papin at the Zuhl Library at NMSU to discuss their thoughts on open government with the community. Senator Papin knows someone in her own family who suffers from mental illness. Her oldest grandson has schizophrenia and bipolar disorder.
So we went through all of the systems that we could think of.
She says they tried New Mexico's mental health services but couldn't find a solution, so they took him to San Diego.
We don't have the kinds of facilities in New Mexico that they have in California. They make sure that they're going to their programs, that they're doing the things that they do. And so I think for about 8 months, he's just been tracking just beautifully.
She says she plans to try to introduce legislation in the next session, including allocating more funds. But she says that money has to be spent correctly, and that will depend on the state departments in charge.
Well, I think for one thing, I think we need to clean this mess up and find out, get to the bottom of the mess and where this is, because I think that way then it will bring more people to the table.
An Arizona company eventually took control of the 15 organizations. The judge ruled in favor of the state, saying the law allowed them to keep the records sealed. After that, Attorney General Gary King released a partial section of the findings for the counseling center in Alamogordo. Hausman found, among other things, two charts that contradicted each other. One shows the center as compliant. Another has it grouped in a non-compliant section. Senator Papin says if anything is going to change and if people like her grandson are going to be helped in New Mexico, people will have to start cleaning up their act.
Start behaving like professional adults, business professional adults, and doing it right and not hurting the people.
Hausman and Rubel think one way to do that is to make sure everyone knows exactly what their government is doing.
So the people can understand the decisions and the actions that their government took in this case and decide whether they think it's justified and then act accordingly as citizens.
There's too much of this where the state is saying, take our word for it, trust us, and we just want to see what's in that audit.
Sloan Patton, KRWG News.